So let's clear the palette. Sink into your grounding a little more. And always come back to the seat and feet. Drop down, even when your mind might be pulled upward, but that's not what's meant to go upward. That central energy is meant to go upward. Your mind should stay low in if it's active. So use the mind to have a sensory awareness of your seat and your second chakra area, and stay low in your body. And allow the energy to rise and descend without the mind interfering with it. Play with your tailbone. Inviting it to soften and soften and soften. Occupy yourself with your calf muscles and the soles of your feet. And let the energy flow independent of the mind. And some of you start to feel that continuous flow. Even though the mind might be a little active, there's a background awareness. Of a fairly good flow. Don't watch it, you'll get a headache. It's a sense. So we've entered into a new space with that. The circle has gotten very bright. And what does that cue tell you about your experience and knowing that the circle has gotten brighter? What is your experience that tells you that it's brighter? You can share it. What happened for you?
This is Kim. I feel much more of an upward flow pulsing through my feet and tail, and it feels wispier.
Circle's getting really bright as each one of you are shifting bit by bit into this background flow that can become total immersion, but it starts out as a hint. But just that little shift increases the light tremendously. Say, there's a few people focusing on their head and third eye. If your third eye is activating, let it out. Everyone's grounded enough that you can let that out. Don't try to perceive through it. Just let it be an energy that flows. It'll find its way into harmony with the rest of your energy. Same with your crown, just let it. And then all the other chakras will start flowing, and a whole harmonic symphony begins to activate. Let your feet be as strong as the third eye. We just went through another shift. What was the experience in you? What's your experience? No one
No one.
felt it? Oh,
That was off. I'm Trish.
Okay.
At first, it's really vibrational. It's very vibrational, like the atoms are bouncing around in my body. And then as we went through the first one, when you're speaking, I think, to third eye, I thought, does my head feel that way? And then I just kind of took in a deep breath and let it go, and then my whole body, like a stack of bricks, just went clickety click 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 straight up.
Beautiful.
And so it was the sitting up, or the motion, I don't know that I really sat up, but felt like that I sat up straighter. And then it went through. I'm still a little buzzy in the crown. I'm trying to let it go, but my feet are really vibrating too, so I don't know if you say they're related, then I don't know. Am I still in my third eye? I don't think so, because I'm looking around the room. I don't see anything.
Oh, don't equate seeing with the third eye.
Okay. I kind of feel like I have a crown of thorns on and it's vibrating.
So a crown of thorns, does that mean there's some pain with it around your head?
Yeah, well, it's prickly. More than my feet. It's vibratory, but it's a more prickly. There it goes. Now it's smoothed out. I have no idea what I did, but maybe just thinking about it and letting go. I think I just let go of it, what happened. So thinking or talking, but if I was by myself, I guess thinking would be, if I was being silent, thinking would be what moved it through and lightened
no,
it.
Well, let's
or
use
maybe
the
you
word.
did.
Let's use the word noticing or becoming aware of it.
Okay.
If you don't mind me.
That's fine. I know.
Okay. So the language is really important.
Okay.
Because thinking is not what you did. You became aware.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that feeling of like boom, 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 stacking up is coming into coherence. That's what it feels like. It's when you become the mountain.
Yep.
Feel like I'm losing my boundaries, like expanding beyond my body.
How does that feel for you?
Good. Very well, yeah. Yeah, because I live in a contracted state most of the time. And I am not focusing on that. I'm just beyond that.
Yeah. So just notice lightly how your feet are grounded and you're expanded as well. Very gently. Just note that. So the just knowing and sensing the groundedness allows you to feel safe enough to keep expanding.
Okay.
Okay. Good.
Thank you.
I basically feel about the same I've felt the whole evening. Heavy grounding in my feet, deep breaths every once in a while, but really no other shifts.
It's okay. It's all processing. So as we, the energy shifts and moves and circulates, it's going to bring up any kind of contracted areas or anything that has condensed. And so sometimes it's being in the sacred circle can be, the energies can be working on very deep, 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 beyond the subconscious areas. And so when we can patiently allow that to happen, we're usually surprised at some point later by what opened up and cleared. And just as a teaching point, I just want you to see how I didn't rescue Carolyn. I didn't try to fix her. I'm allowing her the space and identifying the space a bit so she can feel more comfortable sitting with her process. So I didn't hijack it. Or have to fix it. So, do you know what I'm talking about when I say I didn't hijack it or try to fix it? Let's have a little discussion around that.
Yeah, definitely.
I perceive that that you projected no direction, no outcome, no resolution, and allowed Carolyn to find her own space, to express her own space, and encourage her that she's on the way of doing that.
And how is my energy?
Very loving, very neutral at the same time. And softly encouraging.
Could you tell that my energy was not reaching into her?
Absolutely. Yes. There was definitely none of your energy went into her. That was primary. Yes. Absolutely. Yes. You kept your own space and she kept hers.
So by me keeping my own space supported her in being more comfortable in her own space.
Right, it's like holding space for someone and allowing them to enter into their own sense of comfort. That's beautiful. Thank you.
I'd say that you didn't interrupt Carolyn's sacred process.
I really trust the circle to support her in her process.
Sarah, I have a question. I felt exactly what Lisa and Renee described, but in other circles, in other times, and it clearly wasn't you rescuing anyone else, but there were times when you would kind of go deeper with that individual to sort of, I guess, guide them to a place in a way. And I'm just curious where that comes to you to just, do what you did in this particular situation, or take the path of, working with the individual in the circle a little bit deeper.
So, coming from the place of the broader perspective of the circle, I'm shown that it's a teaching place on behalf of the entire circle. And very often, I'll ask permission if we can take it, a little deeper somehow, whatever the words are, but when you see me do that, it's because I'm being guided to illustrate with that situation something for the circle.
Oh, cool. Gotcha. Thank you.
It's Laura, and I have a question. I noticed yesterday there were comments in regards to individuals' experiences, that were brought up into the group, things that you had worked on individually with people, or things that people had said to you. And I'm just curious about bringing that into the group. And the confidence around that.
It's a good question. That actually falls in the same category of this guidance piece and also asking permission. And I did say at the beginning, we are the examples. We learn from the different things that we bring, each person brings to the circle, and that they would come up for part of the teaching. It's delicate. It's definitely delicate. And there's a certain level of transparency that's part of the group learning. That's a good question and something to consider, definitely. Does anyone else have something they'd like to say about that?
Oh, you might have been sensing me. I was hesitant to share that in the situation last night, where you and I were having the discussion. I just wanted to share with the group that you never revealed anything to the group that I shared with you. In fact, you shared something you had shared with me, and so I completely trusted the whole process. I didn't feel any sense of any type of, overstepping any boundary or anything like that. So I guess that was on my mind to share with the group because that was what happened last night.
Laura, did you feel like there was a violation of privacy?
Wow.
Pardon me?
Yeah, I'm just getting back at myself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I know it was releasing my own stuff around safety and trust. But I just had felt there were comments made throughout the training that felt very personal information that maybe was entrusted and that sense of safety. So, yeah, it was my own work bubbling up, but just curious about the ethics of that or the awareness around that.
It's a really good topic to bring up, Laura. So I'm thinking of, I know with Michelle, we brought up about your knee. And Lisa, about your hip. And it was, I don't know if that was a violation of privacy. To me, it seemed like the next cue for awareness.
I personally did not feel any violation. I've been very open about the experience of grounding with these opportunities, you know. So I've said it in many classes. So I guess from my heart, I mean, I'm honestly, I'm kind of a clear slate, and things like that don't really affect me because we're all human and we all have things, you know, one's not any more special or different than another. And so I just, my whole life, I've been held, you know, I hold my emotions and my truth on my sleeve. I just don't, the filter's not there sometimes. Thank you.
Laura, I want you to know it's very valid to bring that up and have a discussion around it.
I would like to add that I really see the value in what you've brought up, Laura, because we've had so many. I've got to keep the night straight here. When you said it was Monday night, and when you said at the end that, and I'm paraphrasing, but basically, you had never experienced that level of refinement of the transmission from the elements. And my heart was quickened because I've always heard that, you know, we all have our own personal way of getting ourselves to that point when the illuminated ones take over. And that is when it's pure transmission for you, right? You speak what is stated. And then that led me to think about how powerful what you said, and I was out for the whole thing. Honestly, I couldn't hear it till today for Monday night, Monday night's class. But I started to think, how easily I was aware, and I was going to post this today, but I can't find the words. How easily I was aware that I could possibly consider sharing that
about the elements and the flow of one into another because of the harmony and the beauty of it. But that is a violation of the sacred, depending on where it's landing. Mm-hmm. So what, Laura, you're talking about really brings to light that experience I had. And truly, my first thought was spirit and a higher self. I ask that you just keep my heart pure and that you just allow me to be quickened if that ever arises. Because I can do anything anyone else has done as a human. I mean, we all have that capacity. So I doubted that I might do that sometime, and I really have to watch that. So I really am thankful you said that, Laura, because I experienced a similar feeling myself.
And what was the feeling, Lisa?
It was the experience of the transmission of one, this was Monday night, of one element then just flowing and becoming the other element. And it was just like so beautiful. And it was an ether. I never really understood what ether was. What has been quickened inside of me. And it all just was making such sense. But again, common sense, right? Not experiential in the way that it was experiential because I went out. I mean, I really was out for all of it, so I was having the experience. But I just feel like, to me, that is a thing of harmony and beauty, and I wouldn't think about violating the sacred, and I need to. I need to think about that because that was a transmission in a sacred space. And it's not my business to share it. Does that make sense?
Getting there for me. So when I said that was the deepest experience I've had with the group, with the elements, did that feel like it was almost too sacred to voice?
No, not that it was too sacred to voice in the space in which it was voiced. But it's too sacred. That sentence is not. But the details of it is sacred. And that flow of one into the other would be what I most likely would consider sharing the beauty of that. Does that make sense? It's not just the statement. What that statement did for me about that was the most refined it had ever been. What that really said to my heart was, this is the level of sacredness that we all brought to that class on Monday night that allowed that refinement. Uh-huh. Of the elements to actually occur, and how beautiful and important we all are. So there were two things. There was like many layers going on there for me, but that's what kind of came out of Monday's experience, and then from Laura's statement and comments. I felt safe enough. Thank you, Laura. I felt safe enough to say it because I felt bad saying it. You know, I would never want to violate anything or anyone. Does that make sense?
Yeah, we're letting that sit.
Thank you.
I think there's another element, Laura, too. There's several people here that I've had 25 years of familiarity with, too. And so there's a certain comfort with that in terms of what I might say, and that they've also shared with the circle before that you may have not been privy to. So there would be some context to it that wasn't set up. So it would appear to be unsafe.
I just want to thank you for holding it with the respect and curiosity that you're holding it. And I do know that it's my work and my conditioning, and it felt important to bring to light. So thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad you did. Okay, why don't we take a 10-minute break and then we'll come back. I can't believe we've been on for an hour and 45 minutes. And I don't want to stretch you guys too much. This is a lot has already downloaded here. And so why don't we take a 10-minute break, come back in 10 minutes, which would be 5 to 9 my time, and then we'll see where we are after the break. So don't hang up, just continue to be on mute and take a little walk and go to the bathroom and stretch, okay?